You woke up one day and you were like, I'm done. I'm not going to the bar.
Yeah, it was like pretty much exactly like that.
How do you find the right path for you? In today's classic Spartan Up episode, we bring you wisdom from four past Spartan Up episodes. Nuggets of wisdom from Gabby Reese, Jonathan Lopez, Anders Varner, and Colonel Nye and Zach Evanesh. This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by FitAid. Race dirty, recover clean with FitAid Sports Recovery Drink. Visit lifeaidbevco.com and enter the code SPARTAN30 at checkout to get 30% off their full line of functional lifestyle beverage blends and go powder sticks. You may know Gabby Reese as a former pro volleyball player, a sports announcer, a fashion model, an actress, or as the wife of Laird Hamilton. You might know her as a podcast host on her own show. But after this interview, we all started to call her Yoda in honor of her great clarity and wisdom.
I have one daughter who's very, very creative, and she's incredibly powerful. So the obvious is I'm like, oh man, if I had that motor, I would be so dangerous. But I'm putting my stuff on her. And what I say to her, though, is whatever it is that you're going to pursue, everything is a grind. So just make sure that that is okay with you. And so in a way, like, that's what I feel so strongly about sports is, yeah, it's fun, and sometimes there's glory, and there's all these things, and winning is nice, but the everyday is a grind. So if you don't really genuinely enjoy that, it's probably not for you.
Joe DeSena sat down with adaptive athlete and veteran Jonathan Lopez in the midst of an ultra-endurance event at the farm in Pittsfield. Lopez tells powerful stories of finding his own mission and drive. He says, my story is not who I was. It's who I am and who I'm going to be.
Said about the agogi. The agogi doesn't have a finish line. The agogi, you will find why you're here, what you're here. There's no way to know. Like, when I participated on my first one, I had no idea why I was here. Like, I just actually, Erica Walker signed me up for it, started this. And all of a sudden, that was a brutal winter. We had so many dropouts within the first couple of hours. My entire team was gone. And I'm sitting there like, so I'm not getting anyone across the line. Like, why am I here? And I met this guy, Randall. He put his pack down. He was searching for the belt. And I remember, actually, I took the backpack from him, not knowing him, and I was like, keep walking. We're going to go. And that moment actually changed my life. I work a lot more with civilians right now. The guy's he's an animal. I see him constantly on the courses. Sometimes I'm going through my first lap and he's running the third or the fourth lap. Wow. He was just having a bad moment. And for him, like, you know, like some stranger helping him change. And that opened my eyes. You know, it doesn't matter who it is. Like, you can always make someone's day better. And you don't know what that's going to represent in the future.
Yeah. So what's next for you?
As we go around the world, I love that there's always something to learn. Like, I mean, like China, like you see like how it was in China. Like right now we're going absolutely to the other side of the wall.
Yeah.
And we're gonna see like how much effort it took. Like everything is easier to understand once you put it into perspective.
Sure.
So once we see this, once people see the size of those stones that have to be moved, you know, and placed in there,
yeah,
you're going to see actually, like, and they were doing it to protect their lives, to protect their families, you know, to stop a war.
Yeah.
And it's going to put it into perspective, like, what hard work actually really means.
Makes it hard to complain about
yes,
anything in our own lives.
Mm-hmm.
What advice could you give people that have the perfect life, that are not motivated, they can't pull ahead, they're not achieving success, maybe their lives are a little dark? What can you take from your experiences, losing a limb, getting through the military, motivating? Like, what you got boil it down to a couple of tips.
It boils down to, you have to like really sit down. I don't know your life. Honestly, I know you're the senior, but I don't know what goes, you know, behind the doors. I don't know how is your life at home, but everyone, no one has a perfect life. And you have to find actually whatever is bothering you, you can turn it into fuel. I'm going to tell you something that is really, really hard, because I do a lot of public speaking, and sometimes my kids are with me. They're with me all the time. It's really hard to actually sit or stand in front of people and actually try to tell them that the reason why I attempted suicide was because of my kids, and they're standing right there. And I actually, I prefer I like that they hear that from me. And the reason why I did it is because I hate failure. And at that point in my life, I wasn't the dad that I dream of being. And I thought it made sense at the time. I thought it'd be better off without me. Being that said, that was the reason why I did it. Now, they're exactly the reason why I strive so hard. I could be one of those veterans and just buy what is called a shadow box, place a flag on the wall, place my awards until that's who I was. Right. No one gives a crap who I was. My kids walk into school and say, that is my dad, you know, like right. after we accomplished everything, that's who I am today. You know, like right. my story is not who I was, it's who I am or who I'm gonna become. And it's amazing. I mean, once again, thank you, because it gives them a sense of pride. Like yeah. they don't look for anyone outside of the home to be their hero. You know, they're like, my dad can do this, my dad can do that.
Right. You are a hero.
You have completely changed me. It's once again, at the beginning, it was the kids. The kids is what made it hard. Like even going to school to pick him up, like when you hear the older kids whispering, oh, he has one arm, or you know, like why? And I'm like, oh, I don't want my kids to be the subject of, why is your dad like that? Like now they say super proud. My dad has one arm and he lifts 500 pounds, you know?
Sure.
What can your dad do?
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back to this conversation, but first, a little bit from today's sponsor, FitAid. FitAid is a clean sports recovery drink. Race dirty, recover clean. You've heard us say it before. FitAid is 45 calories, certified non-GMO tested, vegan, paleo-friendly, certified gluten-free, kosher, and never contains any artificial colors, flavors, sweeteners, or sodium. Even the zero sugar option, it's keto friendly and has only 5 calories, and it's naturally sweetened with monk fruit and stevia. And then there's FitAid's recovery blend. It has glutamine, glucosamine, turmeric, BCAAs, omega-3s, CoQ10, a full B complex, and electrolytes. It's perfect for after your workout, your hike, your bike ride, or your race. Can you imagine drinking a plain old soda when you could have this? FitAid is a product of LifeAid, the functional beverage company, and they're an official partner of our Spartan Race series. Listen, each ice-cold can of FitAid, it contains ingredients to help your body recover, and it never contains any artificial flavors or sweeteners. So visit LifeAidBevCo.com, enter the code Spartan30 at checkout, and save 30%, plus you get fast, free shipping. Okay, back to the interview. Spartan Up and Barbell Shrugged podcast have a long history. But we first met Anders Varner at our Tahoe World Championships podcasting event. He told us the process he uses to make big changes happen in his life.
We are here for Spartan Up Podcast. We're interviewing a guy named Anders Varner. You know, we all get stuck in life. This guy, part of the Shrug Collective, an amazing podcast, very popular, is going to tell us how to break out of our mold, how to get unstuck. So I'm super excited. We've got Johnny to my right. I've got Angel from Spain. For anybody that doesn't know who Angel is, he runs Spain for us. The guy wakes up earlier than all of us. He's an animal. We got Sephra, who's drinking Spartan tea. Joe, Marion behind the camera. And our awesome Andrea, who runs the sound production. In Lake Tahoe with Anders Varner, newest member to the Barbell Shrug Collective.
Shrug Collective, yeah.
Shrug
Barbell
Collective.
Host of Barbell Shrugged. Director of Programming at Shrug Collective.
Awesome. You know what's amazing about that you don't know? The whole reason we exist is because of Barbell Shrug.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I had written a book.
With the podcast or Spartan?
No, the podcast, Spartan
gotcha.
Podcast. I had written a book. I had no idea what to do with the book. And the Barbell Shrug guys drove to Vermont.
Cool.
And hung out with me for a day and did an awesome podcast. And I said to Marion, why don't we do a pod? I didn't even know what a podcast was. Why don't we do one?
Yeah.
And so that's why we're here. So
that's awesome.
Came full circle with you sitting here.
I love it. Yeah, I'm the newest one. I guess a lot of why I'm even a part of it is I just kind of assumed that I needed to get my voice out. And they hosted an entrepreneur's breakfast like 30 minutes north of me. And man, I realized that like if I wanted to really make an impact in fitness, the only way to get your voice out is to kind of do it through media and create really interesting shows and bring people into your messaging. And who better to learn from? I try and put everything into this like grand vision, I call it when I'm working with coaches, just vision casting. Like, what does it look like in 10 years? Like this 1 year, 3 year, 5 year plan. Like, what are your like lifetime, lifelong goals? What do you want it to look like? And
because if you don't do that, you might end up someplace you don't want to be.
Yeah. And,
or not end up anywhere.
Yeah. And it's just good to have conversations with yourself of like, why am I putting this grind in? Like, it's really hard to be really good at what you do. And if you buy into the idea of greatness, man, you really set yourself up for a really, really long road of struggles and getting better every day. And I don't think a lot of people think about like, well, what's like the grand vision of my life and why am I going to work so hard to make it happen? And I do that yearly. And
you do it with yourself.
Yeah. And I do it with my coaches or the people that I'm coaching.
So one was look at the long-term vision.
Yeah.
Look 10 years out.
So the big things are like attention. Where are you spending your time? Who are you surrounding yourself? What are the conversations you're having?
So like a personal board of directors, people that are going to pull you up.
Yeah. Like if you're going to start a media company, you got to go hang out with Mike Bledsoe and Doug Larson. You can't do it on your own. There's too many of them. And if you're going to learn from somebody, learn from people that are really good at it. The truth is that they've already done it. They've already created the system for themselves. They just have to break up with their old self and find the new one. And that's a really hard process because the old self it's comfortable. It's easy. It's really easy to fall into that system. It's livable. And to say, I don't want this anymore. I have to break up with everything. That's why they get into it in the first place. And they can do that system over and over again. Whatever I was doing for the first however many years of my life, epic failure. Like, did not work.
Was not working.
Yeah. And what you do is you have to realize, like, if I keep going into this cycle or, like, going back to the same bar or the same place where the same people are hanging out,
you get the same results.
You're going to get the same results. So you have to break up with your old self. You have to get rid of the people that are causing...
Well, it's not just the people. It's you at the end of the day. Let's not blame them.
Yeah. They're doing exactly what they want to do. If you want something different, you have to break up with your old self.
How hard was that to do?
Well, I actually consider... At the time, it's always really hard. But I consider myself
now... You woke up one day and you were like, I'm done. I'm not going to the bar?
Yeah. It was like pretty much exactly like that. Like, I opened my gym. I had a lot of things to do. And the people that I was surrounded with, it was like, I gotta go. This is the next thing. And I actually believe that, like, people think that breakups are really hard, and they are, but it's also the most powerful thing that you can do is just get rid of that stuff. Because what happens is, as soon as you break up with your last bad girlfriend or boyfriend, all of a sudden you have a lot more time, you have a lot more money, you have a lot more energy, you have a lot more space, and you can fill that space with really positive, healthy things. And now all of a sudden you become a much better person.
There's a guy we interviewed on this podcast, Barry Hearns. If you get a chance, watch the podcast. I don't know what number podcast it is. This guy is an animal. He is you times 20.
Man, that sucks. I got so far to go.
And he says, well, not only him, Dan Pina, another guy.
Gotcha. There's a lot of these people now.
He's probably 70 years old, and he said to me, if you're at a bar and you're watching a football game, and you're drinking beer, and you're burping and farting, that's where you're going to be in 20 years.
Yeah. You mentioned football. Like, how many people have a really good social structure around fantasy football in their life? Like, it plays an integral
Waste
role.
Of time.
And all you're doing is sitting there and drinking 6 to 10 beers on a Sunday,
Waste
yelling, and you're probably having a bad time because you're not winning. So now you wake up every Monday morning instead of being ready for your clients, your programming's done, and you've got an entire week of being ready to make everyone around you an asset to the next step of your life. What you're doing is you're scrambling to get your programming done. You're scrambling to get the foundation or just the basics done. And what you should be doing is like maximizing your time and stop yelling at the TV. It's stupid. You shouldn't yell at an inanimate object.
Last but not least, Underground Strength Coach Zach Evanesh and our own Colonel Nye take on the topic of indecisiveness and how to end it once and for all with a series of tactics you'll want to make sure to take note of.
We were talking about how sometimes people get caught up in, I've got this job, I'm comfortable here, I'm in it for 15 years. They have another opportunity or other opportunities that are really good, but they say, well, we've been here, we're established here, we shouldn't really try anything. Let's wait till I retire.
Right. Well, there's many things at play there, right? You've got responsibilities.
Absolutely.
So you've got roots, you've got responsibilities, the rest of that stuff. You've got But what you've got a fear of is that's going to turn into complacency.
Yes.
And then when you become complacent and you don't recognize the opportunity and you're given an opportunity or there's a challenge presents itself and you don't step forward, you're limiting yourself and you're putting up a cage around yourself that doesn't need to be there. You're not being limited by others. You're doing it to yourself.
Right. And I feel that when you limit yourself, whether it's work or anything that you're limiting yourself on moving forward on, then it negatively affects other areas of your life. And I have this thought that you're reminding me of. My buddy said his father always told him, he goes, you should always be looking for the next job, even if you've got a great job. And his dad was an accountant. And my friend became pretty big entrepreneur creating stuff in the fitness equipment space. But he said that always stuck with him. His dad told him, like, even if it's going great, you're always looking because you should be trying to advance forward.
No, I could tell you exactly. I'm the same way. I've told Joe a million times, I'm out of here. I'm out of here the minute there's a better opportunity arises, right? But fortunately, I don't see anything better out there right now. This is a good gig.
I don't want you getting comfortable here, though.
No. Well, Joe will make sure we
don't.
That's
right. Absolutely. So also, you were talking about, you had this great phrase that I think is going to stick in our Spartan friend's mind. It was something like getting comfortable in the cage. Is that what
I'm saying? Everybody gets comfortable in their cage. I think you shouldn't. It's basically you make a prison out of yourself, or yeah, you put yourself into a prison. I think, again, you should always action always or new challenge always. That's kind of the either one of those two things. But you should be. Movement is the key to success in anything. If you find yourself in some kind of rut, you're stale, whatever, you've got to move because whatever you're in is clearly not working. And that's whether you're physically hurt. Let's say you're in an accident. Well, you got to get up and move, especially, let's say, combat. Somebody's shooting at you. Staying in that exact same position and being shot at is not going to help you, right? You've got to move. So it's the same thing in your personal life. You've got to keep moving forward.
Yeah, learning more, moving forward. And I reviewed a book some episodes ago on Spartan Way called An Iron Will, and the excerpt from the chapter was called Advance and Conquer.
All right.
And it said, he who is silent is forgotten. And we could apply that essentially like internally. So silence is like if you're not moving, then you become kind of, you like disappear. You have to move forward, advance and conquer.
Well, again, I'm 100% agreement with you. But, I mean, think about the animals. And, again, I know people know this. You put they train the baby elephants, right? They put the chain on the baby elephant,
yes,
on his leg and tie it to a post. Some amount of time goes by, they take the chain off, they take the post out. That baby elephant does not stray. Now, when it's a grown adult, it does not stray. It certainly has the capability to. Same thing, you put your dog in the backyard, you put up an electric fence, you train that dog, you can turn that electric fence off. The dog still's not going past that fence.
Right.
They become comfortable in their surroundings.
Self-imposed limits.
They don't punch through that barrier, even when there really is no barrier there.
The barrier tends to be mental.
It does, most of the times, yeah.
Thanks for listening to this classic episode of Spartan Up Podcast. I hope these four nuggets of wisdom will set you on the right path for 2022 and beyond. This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by FitAid. Race dirty, recover clean with FitAid Sports Recovery Drink. Visit lifeaidbevco.com and enter the code SPARTAN30 at checkout to get 30% off their full line of functional lifestyle beverage blends and go powder sticks.